You know, the scripture says in 3 John, verse number 5, it says, "Dear friend, you are being faithful to God when you care for the traveling teachers who pass through. Even though they are strangers to you, they have told the church here of your loving friendship. Please continue providing for such teachers in a manner that pleases God. For they are traveling for the Lord, and they accept nothing from people who are not believers. So we ourselves should support them so that we can be their partners as they teach the truth." You know, whenever we have a guest come and minister, we always receive an offering for their ministry because it's biblical to do that. The scripture says that we are being faithful to the Lord when we care for traveling ministers who pass through. Now, Luke's not a stranger to us. He's family. And the scripture says that we should provide for such teachers. Good morning, Ascend Church. We're so glad that you're here today. We welcome you. If you're a first-time guest, we're so glad that you joined us today. Jill and I are out of town this weekend. Friday was my birthday, and one of my favorite things to do is to go ski, and somehow the Lord always finds a way of giving me the desires of my heart. And we had some friends who invited us to come stay with them in Colorado, so that's where we are this weekend. But we're so excited. We have a very special guest who's going to be preaching today. Our son, Luke Barry. Luke is the worship pastor at VU Church down in Miami, a great church doing great things. And I think he has about 150 people on his team. They do multiple services. And we couldn't be prouder of Luke and Francesca. Luke is married to Francesca. They have three children, Roman, Olivia, and little Penelope. And precious family, and we're so proud of Luke. I know you're going to be so blessed today. I heard Luke preach this message at VU Church just recently, maybe 6 weeks, and I think he has about a Luke and Francesca. Luke is married to Francesca. They have three children, Roman, Olivia, and little Penelope, and precious family, and we're so proud of Luke. I know you're going to be so blessed today. I heard Luke preach this message at VU Church just recently, maybe 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago.
Grace. you to stand with us. That's right, Dee. We're going to worship God this morning and give Him all our praise. Amen. Come on.
We want you and nothing more. Let your glory fill this place. We're alive in your presence. It's your heart we're searching for. We want you and nothing more. Let your glory fill this place. We're alive in your presence. All to you, do what you want to, do what you want to. God, we long to see you move. Do what you want to, do what you want to. Do what you want to. We are standing in your light, and our hearts are open wide.
Worship God, amen.
There's honey in the rock, water in the stone, manna on the ground, no matter where I go. I don't need to worry now that I know everything I need you got. There's honey in the rock.
Thirsty, oh.
you're the living well. Only you can satisfy. Sweetness at the mercy seat. Now I've tasted, and it's not hard to see. Only you can satisfy. There's honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
Freedom where the spirit is.
Bounty
in the wilderness. Water in the stone, man on the ground, no matter where I go.
I don't need to worry now that I know.
Everything I need, you got. There's honey in the rock.
Purpose in your plan.
Power in the blood. Healing in your hands.
Started flowing when you said it is done.
Everything you did.
I keep looking, I keep finding,
you keep giving, keep providing.
I am all that I need, you are all that I need.
And I keep praying, you keep moving, I keep praising, you keep proving.
I am all that I need, you are all that I need.
I keep looking, I keep finding, you keep giving, keep providing.
I am all that I need,
you are all that I need. I keep praying, you keep moving, I keep praising, you keep proving.
I am all that I need,
you are all that I need. You are all that I need, yeah. There's honey in the rock, water in the stone, bread on the ground, no matter where I go.
I don't need to worry now that I know.
Everything I need, you got. There's honey in the rock, purpose in your plan, power in your blood, healing in your hand.
Started flowing when you said it is done.
Everything you need is enough.
There's honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock.
Oh, how sweet it is to trust in you, Jesus. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in you, Jesus. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Along to champion. Just take the words in this morning of what this song is saying to you.
I tried so hard to see it. It took me so long to believe it, that you choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never earn it. You give, but we don't deserve it. And you take the broken piece and raise them to glory. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who has conquered it all.
Come on, sing it with me.
I can finally see it. You're teaching me how to receive it. So let all the striving cease. Oh, this is my victory. 'Cause you are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in a heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who has conquered it all.
Praise the Lord. He's conquered it all. He gives you confidence in your walk every day. Come on, when I lift.
When I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking. The authority Jesus has.
Come on and sing it out. Come on.
When I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority.
Oh,
Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking down. I have the authority. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated by the power of your name.
I am seated
in the heavenly place, undefeated with the one who has conquered it all. You conquered it all. You conquered it all.
Conquered it all. Here we go.
When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, every wall comes breaking down. I have the authority. Oh,
Jesus has given me.
Come on, sing it out.
When I open up my mouth, every wall starts breaking out. I have the authority.
That Jesus is your healer, that every need is met. Amen, church? There's power in agreement, okay? So if you have a prayer request, please come. We're going to sing one more song and just enter in, people. God is here. His presence is here. Just close your eyes, worship, and sing. Nothing brings him more joy than you worshiping him. Amen? So let's have one last song.
Thank you so much, God, for your presence in this place.
For your anointing, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do. Trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Whoa.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out.
You would cross an ocean so I wouldn't drown.
You'll never be closer than you are right now. But you are
Jireh. You are enough. Jireh. You are enough. And I will be content to every circumstance.
You are
Jireh.
You are
enough.
I'm forever enough.
You're always enough. You're more than enough.
Yeah.
Forever enough. You're always enough. You're more than enough.
I won't forget how I feel right now on the mountaintop. I can see so clear what it's all about. So stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now.
are enough.
You are
Jireh.
You are.
You are enough.
So I will be.
And I will be content
in this right now.
To every circumstance.
You are
Jireh.
You are.
You are enough.
Forever enough.
Always enough. He's more than enough.
That's what.
Forever enough, you're always enough, he's more than enough.
And I'm already loved, I'm already chosen. I know who I am, I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved, more than I could imagine.
And that is
enough.
How much more will he love you?
more than you ask, think, or imagine. According to His power, it's working in us. It's more than enough. It's more than you ask, think, or imagine. According to His power, it's working in us. It's more than enough. It's more than you ask, think, or imagine. According to His power, it's working in us. It's more than enough.
Much more.
It's more than enough.
Much more.
It's more than enough.
If you know that in your heart is true, somebody give Him praise this morning. We praise You in advance, Father. You are enough. You are enough. Hallelujah. We bless You, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Ascend Church. Hey, God is good. God is so good. Well, just take a moment here this morning. Greet your neighbor. Say hello to someone you don't know. Amen.
Don't you just love a friendly church? Amen. I think we have a wonderfully friendly church. Welcome, everyone, to Ascend Church. My name is Allison, and I have the pleasure of hosting you all today while Pastor Steve and Jill are on a much-needed break. Friday was Pastor Steve's birthday, in case you didn't know, so you should send him a text or an email or a message, or when you see him next week, just tell him happy birthday. Maybe bless him. We want to honor and bless our pastors. Amen. So be praying for them that they come back refreshed and recharged. So we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome our online audience. Hello, everybody at home. We miss you, but we're glad you're watching online. Probably Pastor Steve and Jill too. Hello. Although it's probably a couple of hours earlier where they are. But is there any first-time visitors here today in church, perhaps? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, we have a few over here. Please make them feel welcome. We have a gift for you, and if you wouldn't mind filling that out, we would love to follow up and see how you enjoyed service. So thank you, thank you. We should be inviting people every week, amen? When you see someone in the grocery store, when you're walking along, if you just, hey, how you doing? You know, let's be led by the Holy Ghost. We need to reach the lost people. There's a world out there going to hell, amen? We've seen the situation. We know what's happening. People need peace, and they are hungry for it. So just be bold. Be bold. Step out. So if you want to check in on Facebook, we have our Facebook app. We have our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. You should share that so that friends and family, I know that I maybe wouldn't witness to. Like I said before, I told my neighbor, she doesn't really go to church at all, but she was going to watch it online, so please share. And then download our app. We have an Ascend Church app that is very helpful. It has sermon notes and scriptures. Maybe you're, I don't know, facing a lawsuit or something and need some scriptures on justice or wisdom or truth. That app is an abundance of resources for you to do that, plus Pastor Steve's sermons and all kinds of good stuff. You can give in the app as well. And then what else? Watch online, share. And then I said guests. Oh, we have a register that passes around. So if you would be so kind as to fill in your name, and if you have updated contact info, Pastor Steve and Jill like to keep track of the state of their flock, which is what shepherds do, right? They don't want one sheep to wander off and be in the bushes over here. He must know. So that's why we fill that out. It's not just because, why do I have to do this? This is so annoying every week. No, there's a purpose behind it, okay? And our purpose, speaking of, at Ascend Church here, is to help people know God, right? We are going to know God, and by our knowledge, we help others know God. We're going to find freedom. We don't have to be enslaved to the lies of the world. The Bible tells us what we have and who we are in Christ. We're going to discover our purpose. God has given you talents and gifts and abilities, and as you spend time with Him and come to church and learn and grow, you'll discover those purposes. And then through that, you're going to make a difference in your circle, right? The people that I know in my little oikos is the Greek or Hebrew word. Those are people that you'll never meet, and I'll never meet the people perhaps in your circle. So we have to make sure that we take what we know and we make a difference, right? Because that's why you're here. God didn't call you back to heaven yet, because you still have things He wants you to accomplish. And He doesn't want to make it hard. He's going to make it easy for you. You just have to ask Him and listen. Amen? All right. Praise God. So it is also my pleasure now to take the tithe and offering today. Don't put it on the board yet. I want to lead with my story first. So I was out of town last weekend, and I didn't stop by my sister's. I sent her a link or something I wanted her to watch, and it was about children. So she was in the other room watching this, because I, being a good parent, and then I get a picture of my 4.5-year-old nephew, and he has this like curly blonde hair that comes to here. He has trimmed the entire, like he had bangs that were in his eyes. He had trimmed off the entire front part of his hair, like to the scalp here. Like he looked like a little orphan kid on the street. He had like a cut from previous, but he had no hair here, no hair on this entire, like totally gone. And so then that night, my brother-in-law buzzed it, because what are you gonna do with that? He had this gorgeous curly blonde hair, buzzed it. And then she sends a video and she's like, he goes, my daddy cutted my hair. And she's like, do you like it? No. So it made me thinking when I had come across this offering scripture. I probably messed up my hair now. But where is your trust, okay? He did not trust. I think he was kind of in a bad mood too when that happened, the whole story. But he went in there and did it himself, right? He knew he wasn't supposed to do that, I'm pretty sure. He's a smart kid. He didn't trust that his parents would take care of the problem, the bangs in his eyes and his annoyance. He took it upon himself, okay? And so if you'll go ahead and put up our scripture, it's Matthew 6:24, and it says, no, that's not it. I have it on my phone. Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, some of the translations say you cannot serve God and money. But the King James, mammon, is an old school word, English, that we don't really use. And technically, it's not the same thing as money. Mammon means wealth regarded as an evil influencer or a false object of worship and devotion. So it's not that you cannot serve God and money. No, you can't serve God and serve mammon, an evil influence, when you allow money to take hold of you and to influence you. Do you see the difference? Does that make sense? So where is your trust, you know? Is it in God or is it in yourself? Are you, I don't know that God can. I know God says to tithe and give 10% in offerings, but I'm not comfortable with that. I'm going to cut my own hair. I'm going to take care of my own finances. It's not going to look good, people. It's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to meet all your needs. So you got to start over. That's right. Shaving it. I mean, he's got, bless his heart, he wants his old hair back, he said. But we have to put our trust in God and obey His word and see what He will do. Faith and fear are opposites. We cannot live in both at the same time. So when God says tithe, when He says give, we're going to be obedient. Amen? Because we can't serve God and we can't serve money. That money is our God. Money is going to fix and solve everything. All right. So I know the world situation is a little scary right now. Gas is $7 in California. It doesn't matter. Gas could go to $10. When God is the source of your supply and God will meet your need. Amen. And if you don't feel that or believe that in your gut yet, You need to be reading the Bible, reading the Word, listening to what God says about money and finances. He talked more about money in the Bible than he did about faith and prayer and everything else. So receive that today. Say, I receive it. I'm going to trust God and obey him when it comes to my finances. Amen. All right, so we have a basket that's going to go around. You can give online. You can give in our app. You can give by cash, check, credit card. I feel like Vanna White. Online, text, Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo. What? Am I getting a signal? No? You're just having fun with it? Okay. Did anyone see, by the way, while you're preparing, we're going to pass 1 second. Did anyone see Wheel of Fortune last week? There was put a feather in your blank, and all three of the contestants, it took them like minutes. Nobody knew cap. And I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, that just reminded me when I did this. Sorry. Okay, so thank you for your giving. Again, online. I like to give as soon as I get paid. I just log in and do it online. So no more paper anymore. Praise God. Well, we have an amazing guest today. I'm not going to spoil it because Pastor Steve and Jill filmed a lovely video. But you're going to be blessed today. And please welcome the video. Thank you.
We're so glad that you're here today. We welcome you. If you're a first-time guest, we're so glad that you joined us today. Jill and I are out of town this weekend. Friday was my birthday, and one of my favorite things to do is to go ski, and somehow the Lord always finds a way of giving me the desires of my heart. And we had some friends who invited us to come stay with them in Colorado, so that's where we are this weekend. But we're so excited. We have a very special guest who's going to be preaching today. Our son, Luke Barry. Luke is the worship pastor at VU Church down in Miami, a great church doing great things. And I think he has about 150 people on his team that do multiple services. And we couldn't be prouder of Luke and Francesca. Luke is married to Francesca. They have three children, Roman, Olivia, and little Penelope. And precious family, and we're so proud of Luke. I know you're going to be so blessed today. I heard Luke preach this message at VU Church just recently, maybe 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago. We went down there to hear him, and it was so powerful. I said, please will you come and preach that message at Ascend Church? And so, praise God, he was able to be here today. So I know you're going to be greatly blessed, and sorry we're going to miss this. We're watching online. But won't you please give a big Ascend Church welcome to our son, Luke Barry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to see you. Thanks so much. You can be seated. How's everyone doing? Good, good to see you. Man, it's such an honor to get to be here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's like, it's not necessary to mention where we are. You know where you are. But I'm grateful to be here. Like my dad said, my name is Luke, and as you would imagine, I grew up in this church. I was born, my parents were pastors before they were my parents, and so I was literally born into church and grew up my whole life, and I'm really grateful for it, and so thankful for my parents. I know they said they're watching online. Mom and Dad, we love you. Wish you were here, but I'm glad that I can be here so you can be there celebrating your birthday, and they're just incredible. An incredible man and woman of God. They've been amazing parents to me, but I know to you, if you're part of this church, if you show up week in and week out, you know how incredible they are and how much they care. And I know that my dad is like, he's such like a people person. He's probably hanging with you in the lobby after service every Sunday. And I just know he cares so deeply for you. And it's what Allison said. She mentioned that word shepherd, which is a very like church word. Back when Jesus was around, there were a lot more shepherds, I think, in the area. So it was pretty, you know, culturally relevant. But for us, there's more you hear it in church. But that word shepherd is someone who cares for a flock, you know. And that's really the picture we get, one of the pictures we get to describe a church. And I know that my parents do that so well. They care so deeply for every person that shows up, whether it's your first time or you've been coming for years. I know they value you so much. And I'm so thankful for their example. To me, I get to pastor now in Miami, like my dad said, in VU Church. And I've learned so much from their leadership and their example of how to pastor people, how to love people, how to serve God. And so, Mom and Dad, I love you. So grateful to be here. It's an honor to get to speak to anybody at any time, and I'm really thankful that I'm here today. I want to share just a few thoughts with you, really not too long. I want to take, you know, you got some incredible teaching every Sunday. My dad's one of the best, and so I'll bring the best I got. I'll be me. But I want to talk to you today kind of on this idea of mindsets. And so my dad, he mentioned that we at VU, we took about 5 weeks to talk about mindsets as we kicked off the new year. And really just with a view to focus our perspectives as we kick off a new year. So now I think it's safe to say the new year is over. It is now the first Sunday of March. So officially, right, we can say it's not a new year anymore. I think all the way into February, you can milk it and go, it's the new year. But now we're fully into 2022. And I just wanted to share some of what we're talking about. We took 5 Sundays and we dug deep into this idea really of renewing your mind. And so I kind of like a disclaimer, I would say this message is primarily for people who are following Jesus. And if you're not, we're going to give you an opportunity just in a few minutes to change that if you would like to. But this is a message really about this process that is called sanctification. And so there are these biblical theological words, justification, sanctification. And justification is the idea that as you put your faith in Jesus, by his grace, you are saved. That your status in your relationship with God shifts and you're not separated from him anymore. You're brought into relationship with him. And in a moment, as you put your faith in him, you're justified. However, that begins this lifelong process called sanctification. And I want to talk to you today in maybe a more relatable term of renewal. Renewal. We see in Scripture this idea of renewing your mind. And so what we said of you this year is, man, if you're going to change your life, you're going to have to change your mind. If you're going to see a change in your life, it's going to have to begin in your thinking, because that's where your life flows out of. It flows out of your thinking, the way you see yourself, the way you see God, the way you see the world, the way you see life. That's where your life flows from. And so we're going to start right there today. George Bernard Shaw, he said, those who can't change their minds can't change anything. So if you want to change something in your life this year, in this new year, not this new year, you're going to have to start in your mind. And this idea of renewing your mind really comes straight out of Scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The Apostle Paul was writing to a church just like you, just like me, people gathering, attempting to follow Jesus, attempting to see a change in their lives, to be transformed. And he said this, he said, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. So Paul tells us not to conform to the pattern of the world, but to be transformed by renewing our mind. And so I think that the obvious question for me and for you to ask is, how do I renew my mind? Like, I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, but what does this process look like in my life? How do I go about doing this? And so we can really just take these two words together. Firstly, the mind. Now, what your mind is can get really complicated. I don't want to make it complicated. I want to try to be as simple as possible. So let's define the mind today as the part of a person that thinks, feels, and chooses. Your mind is the part of you that thinks, feels, and chooses. So it's not just the thoughts that you have. It's not just the feelings you have. It's not just some of the decisions you make. It's the sum or the complex or the compilation of all of those things. All of your thinking, all of your feeling, all of your choosing come together to form this thing we call your mind. And so we're told to renew our minds. Well, what does it mean to renew? Renewal is really simple. To renew means to make like new. To make like new, or to restore to perfection. And so if we take these two words and we put them together, we see that to renew your mind means to take all of your thinking, all of your feeling, all of your choosing, and to make it like new. Or to restore it to perfection. And I think this word restore is really helpful, because has anyone ever restored a car? I thought maybe someone would have. Oh, Samantha, on YouTube, you've watched a car be restored. That's great. It went about that well in Miami. I said, has anyone restored a car? No one at all. It's all right. But we get the concept, right? So I haven't restored a car either, by the way. when you restore a car, what you do is you take the existing thing and you renew it, meaning you don't throw it out and make something else. You know, when you restore a car, you don't get rid of it and build a house. Like, you take the parts of it that have rusted, that have broken down, and you clean it up. You replace the bad parts with good parts, and you polish it, and you perfect it. And what you end up with is not actually a new thing. It's a renewed thing. It's the thing you had, but it's perfected. It's restored to the way it was supposed to be. Now it functions the way it was supposed to function, and it looks the way it's supposed to look. And I think for us, if we're going to renew our minds, it's going to have to start with us acknowledging this idea that somewhere along the way, our minds have broken down. Like, in some ways and in some places, our minds are not what they're supposed to be. Our thinking is not always how it's supposed to be, and our feeling and our choosing, sometimes those things are out of whack, and so they need to be restored. They need to be renewed. They need to be made like new. And so it's got to start with that acknowledgement, and that's not necessarily the message of 2022 in our culture, that there's something wrong with you or that you need to be fixed. I think often what we hear is, man, you're just enough. You're great the way you are. However you are, that's perfect. Or whatever you feel, go with that. Or whatever you want to do, just do that. Please, if you do anything in your life, don't do anything you want to do. Don't just think whatever you think and feel whatever you feel. Like, that is a recipe for destruction. That is not going to take you anywhere you want to end up in life. And we all understand that, because we all know that we feel things that we shouldn't feel, or we do things that we shouldn't do, or we think things that are not right. And so we need to be renewed. We got to believe that we can change. I don't want us to be discouraged by Paul saying that you need to be transformed. I want us to be encouraged by the fact that he thinks it's possible. The fact that he gives us this instruction tells me that he believes you can change. And the fact that I believe he's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit tells me that God thinks you can change. And so if you're discouraged today, going, man, this is just the way I am, and it's the way I'm always going to be, I think you're wrong. I think that you can change. And there are few things that are more encouraging to me than that realization for myself. I don't have to always be like this. I don't have to always think like this or feel like this or choose these things. I can be renewed. However, renewal is a process, and we do not like process. Maybe I'll speak for myself. Maybe you love the process, though no one wants to restore a car. We like progress. Like, I like to be better. I just don't really always like to get better. You know what I mean? Like, I like to arrive somewhere, but sometimes the journey is really difficult. Everyone wants to be great, right? It's just, not everyone wants to do the things that lead to greatness. And so I want progress, but if I'm going to progress, I'm going to have to commit to the process. And it's going to take time. A process is a process of time. It takes time, and it's difficult, and it's costly. So we're going to have to commit to it. You know, I preached this message at the New Year, so I was talking about New Year's resolutions. Like, I think a lot of us, New Year's resolutions are more like wishes. You know, like, man, I just really want this to happen in my life. That's not really going to help you get anywhere, right? Like, if a resolution is synonymous with a wish, like, I just threw it out there and I said it shall be, like, that won't work for you. But if you can turn your resolution into resolve, well, then you might get somewhere, because resolve is about commitment, right? Resolve is about determination, and resolve is down for the process. Resolve is willing to stick around long enough to actually see something happen in your life. And this is what we're talking about. Renewal, restoration, renovation, these things take time, these things are difficult, and they have a cost attached to them. So the question I want to ask you today is just, man, you might go, hey, I want to be renewed, I want to be transformed, I want to be different. Well, my question for you is, are you willing to pay the price of transformation? Because it will cost you something. Like, renewal will cost you everything that you want to live in your life that has to die. You're going to have to give some things up in order to become like new, to be made new, to be renewed, to be restored. It's going to cost you something. And so sometimes we say we want to be different, but we're not willing to pay the price. But I do think at other times, if you're like me, I actually am willing. I'm willing to do something. I'm willing to pay for it. I'm willing to wait for it. But I just don't really know what to do. Like, I'm committed to the process, but I need a little bit of help along the way. What should I do to change? If I want to change my thinking, if I want to change the way I feel, if I want to change what I'm choosing in life, what should I do? And so I want to get really practical today, and I just want to give you four thoughts, okay? Four practices, things that you can do in your life, like today, and that I hope are going to help you on this process of renewal. It's going to take time. But if you'll do them, I think that you'll actually see some results. Is that okay? Does that sound good? Okay, great. I know you're not used to this. Like maybe back, Pastor Rich, like kind of, he starts and he just goes. I'm going to like talk to you, okay? He's like, okay, great. Very little. Okay, that's good. Okay, so the first thought, I'm going to give you four principles and four practices. So the first principle is renew your mind with the word. Renew your mind with the word. And Allison was talking about it in the offering. Like, if you don't feel this way yet, if you don't think this way yet, if you're not seeing the world and life and yourself this way yet, you got to go to scripture. You have to renew your mind with the word. And so that's why today I'm going to give you a whole lot of scripture. And I said that at VU because maybe it doesn't apply to you as much because you get a whole lot of scripture every Sunday. I know my dad loads it up. Usually when I preach, I try to go like, 1, 2, 3 verses, and just dive deep into like this one idea. That's not what I'm going to do today. Today I'm actually going to give you, for me, a lot of scripture, okay? And the reason for that is a couple of things. Firstly, like as I was getting ready to speak, like I just came across so much incredible scripture about renewal and about change, and I just like, I have to give it to you. It's better than everything I've said so far. So the best thing I could do for you is just stand here and read the Bible to you, but you wouldn't want to do that for 45 minutes. So I'm going to do a bit of that. The second reason is that you can't be renewed as a believer without the Word of God. Now, you can change. You can change how you think without the Bible, but how are you going to know what to change it to? Because when we're talking about things being wrong and needing to be made right, we're talking about a standard of like what is right and what is wrong. And scripture is where we find that. If you're just going to go off and look for a standard, you're going to be confused, right? There are going to be a whole lot of opinions on what you should do, how you should live, how you should think. But for me, you don't have to do this. For me, I look to scripture as my standard. Does someone have a Bible here? No one has a Bible. I'm just kidding. My Bible I left upstairs. Oh, this is great. This sticks out, okay? This is not just a book. Like, this is a library. It's a collection of prophecy and wisdom literature and poetry and stories and history. It's so much more than just a book, and we can't think of it like a normal book. Like, think of it this way. Like, our faith is based on a person, Jesus Christ, and is based on events that happened like more than 2,000 years ago in a small, obscure place in the Middle East, right? Now, a handful of people were able to experience those things firsthand. They were present, they saw them, they heard them, and what they did is they started to share their experiences with people around them. First, they shared them by word of mouth, and then eventually people started to write things down. And so, like, they were the witnesses of Jesus, right? We hear this term in church, like, witnessing. We got to be witnessing. Like, it doesn't just mean, like, going door to door and, like, handing stuff out. Like, witnessing comes from this idea of being an eyewitness. The first witnesses of Jesus were people who saw what had happened. And so that's why these apostles are the authority, because they were there in person. So they write down their stories, and then they get collected, and they get passed down and passed down. And this is what ends up in our hands today. So if our faith is based on Jesus and is based on what happened 2,000 years ago, this is how we know what those things are. This is how we learn who God is and who Jesus is and what he taught. And so if we're going to renew our mind, we're going to have to start right here. This is the power of Scripture. This is what the Bible has to say about itself.